Bernie Sanders made stops throughout West Virginia today. He started the day with a roundtable discussion in McDowell County at a food bank. Sanders chose 5 fishes and 2 loaves in Kimball, West Virginia for his campaign stop, a food pantry in the poorest county of West Virginia, one of the poorest counties in the country. The senator began his visit by saying that he wasn't here to rally, but instead to talk about poverty.
Physiology of poverty is the stress that your body deals with every day. When you worry about whether the lights stay on or whether you have enough money to put gas in the car to get to work. And if you can't put gas in the car to get to work, you lose your job. And what happens when you lose your job to the rest of your life? People on the edge every single day. Now, people who have money don't understand what that is about. But when you don't have any money, you're fighting for survival every day, and that takes a huge toll on your health.
Stacks of food were moved aside to make room for over 250 people from around the area who attended the event. It isn't the first time Sanders has been to southern West Virginia. He came 3 years ago to visit with native Sabrina Schrader, who had been to Washington, D.C. to testify before Congress about growing up in impoverished conditions. Schrader, who is now running for House of Delegates, sat on a small stage next to Sanders, along with other panelists, including an attorney, Sam Petzonk, and an elementary school teacher, Tanya Spinella. Topics discussed over the hour-and-a-half visit covered everything from crime, addiction, and healthcare to economics.
You're not going to get a handle on the crime problem unless you get a handle on the drug problem. All right? You're not going to get a handle on the drug problem, I think, unless we deal with some economic issues and we deal with the despair and the hopelessness that a lot of people are feeling.
Sanders called for stories of struggle and solutions from the audience. And when pressed for some of his own solutions, he said people will have to stand together just as they have had to in the past.
That's nothing new. That's the way change in America always takes place. It is the history of the trade union movement. It is the history of the United Coal Miners Workers Union. People stood together and fought back. It's the history of the civil rights movement. It's the history of the women's movement, the history of the gay movement, whatever movements there are. The only way change takes place, people come together, stand up, and fight back and say that the status quo is not acceptable. And I think that's the moment we're in right now.
Sanders moved on from McDowell to rallies in Charleston and then Morgantown. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Glynis Board in Kimball.